Okay, well, this is the point in our little broadcast where we take a look now at what's been happening on this day in history with the Beatles. Yes, like, you know, it's, I don't know, something's happened, I don't know what, but it's, it all seems like really quiet, you know, I don't know what's going on here. Hey, have you heard about, I came across an article this week, like, in the Independent newspaper from 1999, quite a long time ago, but, you know, we like to keep our fingers on the pulse and everything. Apparently, did you know that Scouse is, the accent, like, is a threat? It's under threat from, Estuary English, apparently from, you know, like, watching EastEnders and whatever. The Scouse has, changed, and, we're starting to use, Estuary English vowels. That's what I've heard. That's what I read in the, Independent newspaper. Just type into, a well-known search engine. Words to the effect of Scouse under threat from Estuary English, and the article comes up in the search results, and it's very, very fascinating, like, you know. Okay, well, in the meantime, before you do that, let's have a look here at what the Beatles were doing, the Fab Four, on this day in history, 8th of March. And the Beatles appeared on something called Teenager's Turn in 1962. It was their first radio appearance. Okay. And that's it. Okay. That's all we're prepared to say for today. So, check out the article. I think it's fascinating myself. Because they used to say, didn't they, years ago, our children have Australian accents or they have American accents because of the television. And I think it's quite common now for academics to agree that your accent does not change from watching all these American and Australian things. However, there seems to be this thing about Estuary English. So, I don't know. I've not come across a lot of research which supports the idea that American television is causing children to speak with American accents. However, this thing about the Scouse, I find it quite interesting myself. Yes, what are your thoughts? Well, if you find out more about this, I'd love to hear from you. stevesradioshow@hotmail.com. You can leave a comment on our Twitter page if you want, like, you know, no pressure, nothing at all, don't worry about it, like, you know. It's twitter.com/englishradio. And that's it. Okay, thanks, folks. Back tomorrow. More Beatles tomorrow.